think there's multiple causes, particularly as a result of the economic downturn that not only our state but all states faced. If you've kind of monitored legislatively, all states have been scrambling to try to balance their books. You know, our state really ranks in the top 10 in the percentage of state support compared to local support. But that's a product of our Constitution that limits taxing authority at the local level without having first be approved in Montgomery. But I think, you know, where we are on that report is a result of state support being primarily made up of the 4-cent statewide sales tax, and then the majority of our state support comes from the collection of corporate and individual income tax. Both of those revenue sources are tied directly to the economic viability of the state.
What do you think are the implications of this drop-off in per-pupil spending in Alabama and across the country? What does that really mean?
We've not been able to send school districts any resources relative to technology, textbooks, professional development, library enhancement. It's increased our class sizes because, as you know, we've lost like 1,300 teachers since that point. It's eliminated in Alabama about 10,000 support positions within school districts. And, you know, we basically, I think, are having to deal with the new normal. And school districts have been able to do that, but it has been at the cost of educational opportunities for kids. We know right now that the most crucial ages for children to ensure that they get a good education and don't drop out of school typically are our middle school grades, and we've got far too many classes that have 35 plus kids in them, and you know, are our middle school grades. And that's because the state has not been able to lower those divisors and allow us to reemploy the teachers that were lost since 2008.
That sounds sort of like it's kind of a sad reality, but it's one that y'all are dealing with, huh?
Well, that sums it up right there. You know, I think any educator, there are always many, many competing needs that we can recognize, but it's a matter of you got to prioritize those needs, and you can't exceed your capabilities of fulfilling those needs, and right now that's kind of where we're limited. I know that school districts all across the state have really struggled. We were helped out by some stimulus money, but those stimulus dollars were used up after 2010. If it weren't for that, we probably would have lost more than 1,300 teachers. So we were thankful for that. But there is no extra fluff in the school districts right now. You know, they're basically 80% of our school districts are solely dependent upon what somebody else sends them because they don't have the capacity to generate any revenue at the local level. And so they've really, had a tough time the last few years. So we're hoping that after this year, we'll hopefully be able to regain some of those supports that we've lost in the last 4 years.
Do you think the fact that we're so high or low, depending on how you look at it, that we're sort of on one extreme of the list of states, I mean, what do you think that says about us and our priorities, and what do you think that says, you know, how do people look at us because of that?
I would have some concerns if I were, an industry looking to relocate, but I think also, you know, the Southeast in general has been known for its lower levels of taxes. It's hard to compare us with the Northeast because you're not looking at apples to apples. But we're hopeful that, you know, the direction we're headed now and, in next year or two, we're going to see things turn around.
Is there anything else you think that our listeners ought to know about this report or the situation in general?
Well, we know the future of Alabama rests on the capabilities of its workforce. If their sole revenue is dependent upon the collection of sales tax and income tax, the more qualified our workforce is, the chances are the higher earnings they will make, thereby then allowing for additional dollars to be reinvested into the state. And so it's almost self-serving, but the better job that we can do in K-12 education of ensuring children have a great educational opportunity, the better off the whole state will be. I know parents are concerned about their children's educational opportunities. Just hopeful at some point in time, our elected officials will be just as concerned as parents.